Let's go to ABC News correspondent Karen Travers from the White House. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. So a couple of things. There was a rousing, raucous rally, I guess I could say, in Pennsylvania over the weekend featuring President Trump, and a lot of it unscripted, sounds like.
Yeah, it was an hour and 15 minutes, very freewheeling. I mean, he was there to campaign for a Republican candidate in tomorrow's special election in western Pennsylvania. This is a district that the president won huge back in 2016. It's one that's been safely Republican for many years. But now the Republicans are pouring millions of dollars into this race to lock it down, try and keep it in their control. But it's going to be a tight one. So they send in the president, try and gin up some enthusiasm, get people going before the Tuesday polls open. And, you know, President Trump kind of sticks to what we've seen from him before. He talked about Rick Saccone a little bit, but for the most part, this was about President Trump, his agenda, his accomplishments in his view, and teeing up his reelection for 2020.
I was having some quality time with the kids on the couch. They were watching their tablets, and I flipped on that speech. I almost believe that President, his speeches should now have a PG warning on them because, oh my goodness, he used bad words. I was like, my kids, my 8-year-old kid should not be watching a speech by the president.
You know, and his cabinet officials were on the talk shows yesterday morning, kind of dismissing the insults, dismissing some of the more colorful language as jokes. But people say it's, you know, it isn't appropriate, but it's not something that we'll expect to see change.
And I want to talk for a minute, Karen, about the White House and their new plan to fight gun violence in schools. It contains a lot of the things that President Trump talked about, except for raising the minimum age in which to purchase a gun. Somehow that got left off the tally.
Yeah, that's a position that the NRA is fiercely opposed to. The president has been saying in recent weeks that lawmakers shouldn't be afraid of the NRA, but now the administration is backing away from that proposal that he made and that he really mentioned many times in public events to raise the age from 18 to 21 for all firearms. The NRA has said this would infringe on the constitutional rights of law-abiding 18 through 20-year-olds, but the president said it was common sense. And at one point, he said the NRA is going to back this. They're not.
Yeah.
They have not budged an inch on this one. But it's the White House now that is not including that in this new set of policy proposals that they're unveiling today.
Well, we shall see what transpires over the course of the week. Karen, thanks so much for checking in with us. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
That's ABC News correspondent Karen Travers live from the White House.